Arizona Sports. Burns and Gambo talk with a decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Brought to you by Midwestern University Clinics in Glendale. Faculty and graduate student-led comprehensive health care. Visit MWUClinics.com to schedule an appointment.
Back here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 3 o'clock hour here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. The Coyotes back in action when they host the Dallas Stars on Friday at Mullet Arena. Just a handful of games left for the Coyotes this year, 7 to be exact. And then obviously the big day for the organization coming up in mid-May in the city of Tempe. And joining us right now on the Arizona Sports Line, the president and CEO of the Coyotes, Javier Gutierrez, here on Burns and Gambo. Javier, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. Always great to talk to you. Really appreciate you having me on.
Well, absolutely. A lot of things to go over right now. Ballots are going to go out on April 19th, so we're not that far away. But I want you to address what's going on with Phoenix and Tempe and Sky Harbor Airport. I mean, I know the Phoenix Rising have a stadium that's right by the south runway. And, of course, the Diamondbacks Chase Field is basically in the area of, you know, where planes are taking off and just about landing. Is this really just about a handful of apartment units in Tempe, or do you think it's some more than that?
Really, this is just about politics. It's not even about a legal matter. And actually, if you even look at the lawsuit has nothing to do with our project. As you guys saw last the end of November, the CEO of Sky Harbor got there in front of the City Council of Tempe, who approved this project 7-0, and publicly stated that we, as the developer, had come to a successful agreement with the airport and that they would no longer publicly oppose our project. And in fact, this lawsuit really has nothing to do with our project. If you read it, it is about the city of Phoenix wanting the city of Tempe to prevent any future residential units in this, 65 decibel contour zone. So basically the noisy part of the flight path that they claim. And they also want the city of Tempe to just agree to all of the infrastructure expansions for the airport without giving them much detail. So this is really a matter of Phoenix trying to leverage this opportunity to get Tempe to agree to something that the city of Tempe wants to either decide to do or not. And for us, listen, we have a 7-0 approval from the city council on our development agreement, on our entitlements, on our zoning. And after voters approve and say yes on propositions 301, 302, and 303, it'll be ratified, and we're going to continue to move forward.
So is it your position then that this lawsuit doesn't really impact your preparations going into that vote, your asking for votes, getting out there, trying to convince people to vote for this? What sort of impact does the organization, even though they're not named in the lawsuit, how do you feel, what sort of impact does it have on your efforts to get a yes vote on this thing in a couple of months, Javier?
I think it's fired up the folks in Tempe, who I think are pretty tired of feeling like they're always getting bullied by the city of Phoenix. And that's been the reaction we've seen in the hours since that lawsuit, in the days since that lawsuit, is, folks in Tempe have seen this, story before. And it's the city of Phoenix leveraging whatever is in front of them in order to try to keep Tempe in a certain situation and not progressing, move forward. And you guys certainly know the story of the Cardinal Stadium as one of the major examples. And so we continue to move forward. We continue to seek voter approval. And if anything, the folks we're hearing from in Tempe are pretty fired up, feeling like they're getting bullied and they're not going to stand for it.
Let me ask you about the opponents. One of them is, and I'm looking at the voting history right now for 8 or 9 years for Lauren Kuby, who's a councilwoman, and it does look like, she voted to spend the $40 million to keep the Angels in Tempe, but she's against your project. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, you're mentioning one of the more vocal critics of this project, and quite frankly, we think have been quite hypocritical here. As you just mentioned, former council member for the city of Tempe, who was there and voted for almost $41 million of taxpayer money, of Tempe taxpayer money, to go into the renovation at Tempe Diablo Stadium, number one. Number two, someone who's voted for numerous Jeeplets or these property tax abatements up and down Tempe Town Lake. And so it's been really shocking to see the opposition from her, given that she's certainly been more than willing to have taxpayers pay for stadiums. And this isn't it. As we've said over and over again, this is an opportunity to bring jobs, to bring revenue, to clean up a toxic, hazardous landfill that's owned by the city. And Tempe taxpayers don't pay for it. We feel very confident in that message, that it's resonating, and that come May 16th, we will get voter approval of Propositions 301, 302, and 303.
Javier, let me go back to the airport complaint statement. Is there anything that could derail the vote or this lawsuit? I mean, it's, you know, in front of a judge now. I mean, what is there anything that could happen that could not make this vote go through on April 19th?
So again, we are not a party to the lawsuit, so I don't want to comment per se on specifics of the lawsuit, but our legal representations have certainly assured us that nothing is stopping us from moving forward with the vote whatsoever.
Okay. The other thing is, when you look at, you know, all the, you're making all the great arguments for, you know, taking this dump of a landfill and turning it to something that will create jobs and tax money coming into Tempe. I bet these votes are usually close. The Cardinals lost the first vote in Mesa 60-40. They won their second one 51-49. So what are some of the things you're doing in these final weeks to get the people of Tempe to understand the importance of this project? Because again, these votes for with sports owners usually are pretty close.
Yeah, so we agree with you. When you look at the history of votes like this, they're always fairly close. For us, it's pretty simple. Get the message out, because the reality is most people still aren't aware even that there's an election. And that's just the facts. And so, one, let them know that there's a special election, mail-in only. And number two, give them the facts. Start with the fact that 7-0 unanimous approval by that city council, including Mayor Corey Woods, who called it the best sports deal in the history of Arizona. And so you start with that, then you actually go into the specifics. It'll create almost 7,000 new permanent jobs. It'll create new revenue that the city needs to really address it, one of its biggest problems, which is housing. This will be an opportunity to create a revenue from a landfill that currently generates no revenue, to then have the ability to address some of these housing issues that the Tempe has been a champion in. And then, obviously, you're cleaning up this hazardous environmental issue. This landfill that's city-owned, that currently is a $210 million liability, and then probably the most important, because this would be the first privately financed sports and entertainment venue in the history of Arizona, because Tempe taxpayers do not pay for any part of this district. All right. And so for us, it's about it's getting the message saturated, knocking on doors, mailers, digital media, and then what you saw today, just massive media exposure. We had an incredible press conference today, which I'm sure we can get into, and an incredible rally, and it's, you know, really telling the Tempe voters that there is a broad-based coalition of union leaders, community leaders, business leaders, elected officials, the four former mayors all coming together. They're not on the same side of the aisle, and they certainly have had massive disagreements, all coming together to support this, and the majority of all former city council members, and again, union labor leaders with business leaders. That's the kind of coalition that really makes this incredibly special, and we see that the Tempe voters are seeing that, and that they will approve Propositions 301, 302, and 303.
All right, leave us with this, Javier, before we let you go. The vote is on May 16th. The ballots start going out soonish, right? Today's March 30th. Get one last refresher course on the timeline for all this for you guys.
Yes, so make sure that you're registered to vote if you're a Tempe voter by April 17th, or make sure that your address is correct. The ballots will then be mailed that week after to your home. You have until May 16th to either drop them off or to have them be received. So we encourage people to mail them if they're going to mail them no later than May 9th. Again, it is a mail-in only special election. And, you know, we seek voter approval for Propositions 301, 302, and 303. Say yes on them, because this is truly an opportunity to turn a landfill into a landmark.
Javier, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you for coming on for a few minutes, and I'm sure we'll talk to you before the vote, okay?
Hey, guys, always appreciate your help and your support, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Javier.